is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I'm coming to you live from Flagstaff, Arizona, in the United States of America. That's right, not Phoenix. Flagstaff, Arizona, very mountainous, hilly place. It's about 20 degrees here, 20 degrees Celsius. So it's not bad, a little cool, but not bad, not bad, not bad. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, Channel 9, or you can catch us on ETC Float, Channel 6. 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Today's show is sponsored by our special sponsors, RF, Bahamas First, City of Hope, formerly Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Bahama Culinary Festival featuring Lenny Kravitz, Atlantic General Insurance, Southwest Plaza, Star General Insurance, and Fidelity Bank and Trust. Somebody is texting me, asking me if it's snowing. Not even close. No snow at all. Thank God, actually. Because I'm attending a conference here. Normally when I attend this conference where they have it, it's very cold. But it's comfortable right now. I'm sorry our internet didn't allow us to spend more time together. I have a big announcement to make to you today, and it would have been good to be able to spend that time with you since, it would have been good to be able to spend that time with you. Big announcement. Some of you guys are so tuned into the political scenery. People been texting me, oh, you going to run for the PLP? You going to run for the FNM? You going to run in the by-election? All kind of things. I told y'all, some of y'all might like what I have to say and some might not like. So, y'all want to hear it? Y'all want to hear what the announcement is? You sure? What do I have to say? What do I have to announce to you? Calm down, relax, calm down. Well, I wanted to tell you that Z Live is moving from this 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock slot to the 12 o'clock, the 2 o'clock slot, beginning October 14th. That's what I wanted to tell you. So we're moving our time slot. Guardians, collaborative decision. So we're going to move from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. No running. No by-election. No general election. Just a time change. Same show. Same approach. I don't know what we're going to do about Fridays. I doubt that can happen the way that it used to, but 12 to 2, that's the announcement. Beginning October 14th. And if all goes well, we'll have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you on the first day. Okay? Got it? boy. Y'all behave yourself now. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Say woo. Same host. Chivago Live. Steel Live is going to be moving to 2 o'clock slot. Okay? That's what I wanted to let you know about. All right? Boy, y'all is something else. Oh, y'all behaving to something else. Something else. Something else. This text is, yeah, you running. Z, you running to a new slot. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm running to a new slot. That's what I'm doing. All right. There you go. So, someone said, now I can sleep. So, I have had lots of people ask me about the consequences of the passing of Vaughn Miller and the comments being made by the leader of the opposition. And so I thought maybe we would have a word about that today, mild word about it today. All right. But producer, I need you to accommodate us with an earlier than usual break. So again, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher costs to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Boy, why you look so mash up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle like he jumping junk, you know.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Again, so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where I am coming to you live. It's not pre-recorded. Flagstaff, 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 Arizona. Quite a... it's more of a suburban, ruralish kind of place. Beautiful place, actually quiet place. It's 7,000 feet up, so it's really elevated there. You notice that when you get here. It's not low-lying at all. And if you're not hydrated, you feel it, you know. So that's where I am today. So I was saying, so you, as you know, the Honorable Juan Miller passed away unexpectedly. And the Constitution requires that in such a circumstance there ought to be a by-election held within 60 days of the seat being declared vacant. So 60 days, the Prime Minister and those would have to mount that by-election. The Prime Minister, of course, has said that his only advice is folks to stay alert and ready. He has not announced a date for that by-election. And frankly, I'm not sure when that date runs from. Quite. But in any event, a by-election would have to be held within, by the end of the year. And so the only way that by-election isn't held is if the Prime Minister decides to go to election, in which case the House would be dissolved, and in the dissolution of the House, all the seats would be declared vacant, and therefore the Governor General will have to write a writ of requiring poll to be taken for all of those seats, for elections to be held for all of those seats and those returns brought back to him, to her, right? Michael Pinta, the leader of the opposition, has been making the case that that the government ought to not, in his words, waste resources and what have you, and simply go to elections since elections are imminent, as even the Prime Minister has indicated. Of course, the Prime Minister has no requirement to listen to the Leader of the Opposition, and the Leader of the Opposition has no limits on his ability to say what he thinks should happen. He's the alternate Prime Minister. And if he has a view about how things ought to be done, that's his view. It's only just like everybody else's opinion upon the planet. It's his view, accepted or unaccepted. Just like the Prime Minister can decide within the bounds of his own what he wants to do. I think, quite frankly, it is strategic for the Leader of the Opposition to take the approach he's taking for many reasons. To take that approach, right? I mean, frankly, had it been me, and I've spoken to many others who have been in that position, to others who've been in that position, had it been them, they would not contest the seat, right? Because you're going to contest a seat already held by the governing party, with the governing party having all of its political resources at its disposal, but all the resources of the government at its disposal. And the track record of winning these seats ain't good. Government. The FNM won the seat that the Sir Lyndon occupied when he retired. But the FNM was the government. Right? Mr. Ingram won the seat in Marco City when David Thompson won that by-election after the death of successor Wes Whitfield, Acorn of the FNM, and in a FNM city. So that was a unique set of circumstances. A unique circumstance. That was a unique circumstance. All the others, the government win these things, man. So Mr. Pindad, what do you say? I scared angry, man. Oh, he wouldn't say that. He'd say, he'd be more strategic. And say, listen, man, let's go to the big dance. You know, let's go to the big dance and save the people money. If you think you could win a new remit, mandate from the people, go to election. All right? So, there you have it. At the end of the day, the Prime Minister will do what the Prime Minister will do. But I think he's considered the circumstances. I really do. Now, if no party contests a by-election, that makes it easy for him. You know, that happened before. Remember when Orville Turnquest resigned his seat and Bill Allen was the senator and minister of state in the Ministry of Finance? He went vied for that seat to replace Orville, and the PIP did not contest it. The PIP did not contest it, so Sir William walked into office. Right? We'll see what happens. He says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Enjoy your trip. Guess you said 20 degrees Celsius. That's why some think it's snowing. Roughly 68 degrees Fahrenheit. But that's too warm to snow. Most times, that'd be too warm to snow. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Congratulations to you. I'm so happy to hear this announcement from you today because I will now have more time to listen to your show. And then I can do school pickup after and still be there on time for my children. It's good. Congratulations again. Blessings. I appreciate it. We'll see. Say, so, yep, agree. Go whole hog. Brave though said they spent $10 million on the West End of Bimini's election. Total waste of resources. Did they? Spend $10 million of whose money? When did he say that? When did the Prime Minister say they spent $10 million? PLD spent $10 million? I don't believe that at all. Did the government spend $10 million? That's possible, maybe, if you consider all and sundry. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Oh, they dropped. You know, we like, I mean, so The PLP spent some money on a by-election. FNL spent some money too. I don't think they ever spent PLP. But they've spent some money because, you know, they had to move people up and down between Nassau and Grand Bahama. And I saw the movement. I was down by the airport and I saw the plane came in, the PM and all them came in, and so forth and so forth. Now, what part of that government paid for, what part PLP paid for, I don't know. But it all adds up. And so these things can be costly, you know, and by-elections are unique in that by-elections put a focus on just that one location, those one set of candidates, unlike the general election where you have people spread all over the country and you have to spread resources all over the country. So now you got people focusing dollars and focusing time and focusing energy and focusing effort and intelligence and the like on one spot. And that can add up to a lot. That can add up to a lot. So I can understand why the opposition might not want to contest. But maybe the COI will. I mean, obviously, you know, I doubt the DNA will, because the DNA said it isn't even going to contest the general election. That's what I was told. Okay, so we'll see. This says, we thought the surprise was that you were celebrating an anniversary of being cancer free. Regardless of the fact, we are indeed proud of you and the level of empowerment you bring to the area. So I thank you. Cancer, it wouldn't have been a year yet, because, you know, I did my last prostate test, my PSA, about 6 months ago. So, and that was when it showed negligible, right? So it wouldn't be now until next year sometime, then I would say, you know, based on it. But I'm cancer free. Hallelujah. Blessed Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Now, people who are not so can still say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Because God has his own way of working. And, you know, I just, honestly, I can't always figure it out. It's a mystery to me sometimes. And sometimes I get a little irritated when I think about it, right? But then I remember, you God, you know. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
What's the line? How are you doing, man?
I'm right here, my friend. What's up?
Everything good. See the German souvenir from over there when you're coming back. Bring me back one souvenir, please.
One souvenir? I got you.
All right, thanks,
they
man.
They have some nice looking pebbles on the ground around here now.
I agree, my dear. Hey, Mr. Lang, listen, man. I think that Mr. Davis and his administration, they don't have the pulse of the people. I think that he should go for a new mandate, go to the Bahamian people for a new mandate, but I don't see that happening. I think Mr. Davis is going to use every inch of his, every bit of his 5 years in this term. So I think that a by-election is what is going to take place. Now, with a by-election taking place, and the Free National Movement aside, they're not going to contest it. I don't know if that's a good thing. I would like to see, with the popularity.
Why don't you think it's a good thing for them not to contest it?
The same way it was in the Western and Bimini, you can't leave the citizens out there and say you're not going to be the representative and expect them to just, you know, the next opportunity you get, come and vote for you. I think
for
that,
a few months, and the FNN did not represent that seat before. As I indicated in an example with Sir William, the PLP did it and not contest. You lose a by-election in West End. You come back and lose another by-election. And then you have a general election coming up. The momentum of losing is now with you.
I think it's sort of hard for the candidate, the FNM candidate, to lose Golden Hearts.
You well, how come they didn't win it the first? How come Mr. Miller was the candidate? I mean, the MP.
Well, I think the country at that time did not see eye to eye with us in the Freedom Movement and our leader. And I think the country wanted to send a message to that leader at that time. But it is now, the tables have turned. The country now is really upset and angry with the way things are going with this administration, what it's in. Brian Brown has been on the ground, I think, some 9 years straight. Brian Brown is now up to win that constituency. And I think that if the party does not want to back him, even though he is the party's candidate, I would like to see members of the party take off their red shirt and wear the color. Would he go in as an independent, win that seat, and still become a member of parliament?
I appreciate your enthusiasm, my friend, but I can tell you, based on all I know and understand of politics, I do not agree with you. But, I mean, I understand your perspective.
If Mr. Brown stay out and anybody else win, let's see, especially the PLP, I think that person would be the shortest-serving member of parliament.
Okay.
But thank you, Ty. Bring me two of the pebbles.
Well, I mean, if your candidate runs independently, I don't think the FNMs would say to him, to their FNMs, not to vote for him. So if he wants to run independently, that's not an issue. But you're not going to get the FNM involved with that, so that by subterfuge or what we call proxy warfare, they are seen to have been beaten because they were backing the independent candidate. I wouldn't do that. That makes no sense. I might as well just run. I just might as well go contest.
Yeah, you're right. But my thing is, if the party, fund a by-election, you're not going to fund a candidate in a by-election, I think the candidate will do great without the funds of the party.
Well, then that candidate should go ahead and press. Forget what the FNM decides to do. The candidate should say, I can beat the PLP in the seat.
Right, and minus the FNM candidate, if that candidate decide to be an independent candidate, like Brian Brown, if he decided to be an independent candidate, and minus the FNM sending a candidate there, he has all the support. He has the Free National Movement support. I mean, the voters, the Free National Movement voter support. He has the disgruntled PLP support.
That's the assumption you make. You gotta think that FNMs and others for by election are actually, they may support him, gonna go out. You gotta think that is so. There's more than just the willingness of people to support you. You know, elections require mobilizing people to move, because lots of people will tell you, I can't get to the polls. There are elderly people, there are disabled people, then there are other people who got to go take off from business. Bro, let me tell you something. It ain't people, hearts are willing many times, but their flesh is weak, and that's why you got to help the flesh.
I think the candidate will have all of that covered. I think
then keep Mr. Pinta them out of it and just go win the by election. Nothing stops him from doing that.
Yes, and I don't think that'll bring no rift between him nor the Free National Movement. I think it's just
I could tell you this much, brother. A party makes a decision, and you want to be a part of that franchise.
You have the total party line.
Well, you know, you and the party got to come to terms, because, you know, like as I said, see, the party doesn't want to have to be embroiled with a discussion by the PLP that, well, you know, they say they wasn't running, but you know they run, right? Because that man was their candidate. Oh, dang it, they're going to try pretty like they did, but that was their candidate. The party don't want to be mad with that.
Yeah, well, looking at it from that standpoint, but Mr. Lang, listen, you haven't noticed, you noticed lately, now the members, the PLP MPs are now mocking the manner of the FNM candidate?
I can't say that I've noticed that. I do notice that candidates, and I've noticed the MPs in the PLP, I do notice them being more visible with social media and what they're doing and stuff like that. I do notice that, but that's not unusual. As you come towards an election, you try to tell people and show people what you're doing.
Well, I mean, with this, I mean, December, the candidate from the Free National Movement over there in Fort Phil, he decides he's going to offer the children a hot snack or hot meal at after school. Now, over here in Garden, in Golden Gate, the member of parliament decides she's going to offer the children after school some cups because of the member in
No, but that's your assumption is because of that. But I mean, if somebody's doing something good, you know, the Bible say, mark the perfect man and follow him. You know, so if you're doing something good, that ain't unusual.
Right, but then these things wasn't being done by these particular...
what's the problem? What's the point? What's the problem? If the voters look at it and say, well, you know, they following them, what's the problem?
I just thought that was awesome. I thought that awesome to see that, you know...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if that's what it is, but I mean, that's an assumption, I think, but if that's what it is, that's what it is.
And the reality is now that...
I have seen candidates on the opposite side do things when I was running, and I picked it up. I mean, makes sense. That's smart. That's pretty smart. Why would I not? Because it's them? That don't make no sense, man. Somebody doing something smart, do something smart. If you didn't think about it.
Right, but
PLP,
I mean,
did a manifesto in 92. PLP started coming up with a plan. Okay.
Yes. But years of neglect and not having the vision, it shows that after, you know, a candidate, an inspiring candidate, or a candidate could come and do things, and you decide, well, you know, it's smart, let me try it. It shows that the persons in power are not in touch with the people.
That's a narrative you have, and you could carry that one as a supporter. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you calling. Yeah. Thanks a lot. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Oh, this says, nice temperature. It's comfortable. Fall temperatures, mild. Yeah. Said, great that you will come on earlier time. Slot started to think that you were leaving radio. Congratulations to you and continue to educate. Thank you. Say, I wouldn't spend money on a by-election, my opinion. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello, go ahead, Miss. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. It says, Mr. Lang, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. People support Brian because he's an FNM. Yeah, there's that too. You know, there's that too. And that's a good point, actually. Say yes, according to force an estimate out of them. No, Z, we don't need to contest that. I hope Mr. Pintar don't mind the pressure. They will throw everything behind a by-election. No, please. These people have me waffling at this time. Let them call the FNM a chicken, which is COI, the PRP narrative. No contest, please. You can't listen in this business of life. You got to don't mind them people calling your names. You do the right thing. Do the right thing. Everybody, most people who've ever accomplished anything significant in the world have been called names by people. You let people go see you, you ain't white squat. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, how you doing?
Right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, the last caller you are. I don't know. Something wrong with him.
He has a point of view.
Yeah, that's a view. Like you say, something.
There's a view.
Yeah, but that's like you say, flattery. That's the best thing that ever happened to someone. But anyhow, yeah, nice that you're moving into the new slot. And also, this by-election. What you think about it? If they're gonna
In terms of what?
You think is a good move for them to do?
For who to do? You mean for who?
For the PLP to have a by-election. Or go straight into a general election.
I don't have a view on it one way or the other. I mean, if they want to, I don't have a view. I can't say that's bad, that's good. If they don't want to, I can't say that's bad, that's good. I don't have a view of it one way or the other.
I mean, if the shoe was on your foot, what would you have done?
It would depend on the thought I was in with the people of the country. I depends. You know, if I felt like I was a strong political party, I mean, in office, that we were doing great and the numbers suggested it, the metrics suggested it, our feedback from the people suggested it, I would have the by-election.
Okay.
If I had another year left, I'd have the by-election.
Yeah, I ought to go through it myself.
But because mostly because I would expect under those circumstances the opposition not to contest. I would expect it wouldn't. I would think to myself, an opposition not contesting would be a wise thing to do, and so I'd be sailing into replacing the person I lost.
Yeah, but what you think about this? There are a lot of people when you say you have an immigration crisis, right? Then you hear the certain party. Oh, we don't have a crisis. We have a crisis, right? Back in the day, when immigration used to go round up, like how they doing in Turks and Caicos now, that was a norm for here in the Bahamas. But all of a sudden, that died down. You understand?
Yeah. If I were in office and I didn't think we were that strong, and I thought that we didn't have great popularity, if the opposition, if the major opposition said they wasn't contested, I'd have the by election. I would stretch my term out as long as I could stretch it out to do some things I think could help.
Right.
Could help. You could only try to think what could help. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Zucchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conan, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS. Or you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you saying.
So what we're waiting on then, let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivabo Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, starting October 14th, Z Live will switch to 12 to 2 as opposed to 2 to 4, starting October 14th. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Can you hear me now?
Hey, what's going on, man? I hear from you in Pecan Days.
I right here listening to you. I be up busy. Listen, congratulations to your 12 to 2.
Good. Thank you, friend. Thank you.
Yeah, Lucio's delayed here. Yeah, man, I hope you get into that 12 to 2. But listen, the same emotion you get and the late Obi was come by election, it's going to be the same at the late Juan Miller heading in. It is going to be declared majority rule all the way in that by-election. What do you say? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I was muted.
Yeah.
Oh, you got what I said?
So you think they're just going to declare it?
Say that again?
You just think they're going to declare it vacant and there's been no contest?
I mean, the other party want to waste some by-election money. I mean, I love rallies. I enjoy rallies. I appreciate rallies. But
let me ask you a question, Pumpkin Eater. If parties contested, who do you think would win?
Government party.
Yeah, you think so, right?
Majority rule party.
Mm-hmm.
My body, majority rule.
Okay.
They're gonna win that. Ooh, how would they put in there? They're gonna win that. You see, right now it's high on emotion. You understand what I'm saying? I follow, I love rallies, like I said, I love rallies. And I follow the Western, Western Bimini by-election. There's a lot of powerful emotion in that. Emotion alone would say, what's the guy named Keith Smith? Would have won that seat.
Not Keith Smith. I know you mean.
Yeah, Mr. Smith. He would have won that seat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's gonna be the same with Juan Miller. If they wanna raise some money, go ahead. But I mean, it's PRP all the way in that Golden Isle, right? Golden Isles. Golden Isles constituency. Go ahead, raise some money, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be enjoying the rallies. I love rallies.
But you know what the FNM is going to do. The FNM is not going to contest it. So, you know,
that's an honest issue. That's a smart move. Let me tell you why that's a smart move. Whoever win that seat, it comes down to determine who win the government.
Well, I can tell you, them by elections, they have that track record.
they do have that track record. Huh?
I say they do have that track record. Ingram won the by election in Marco City, won the general election.
That's right. And that's why I love history. History is powerful. So maybe they're afraid.
Maybe who's afraid? Maybe he was afraid. I don't think anything having to do with fear comes into play deciding not to run and contest the next that by election. I just think that's just sensible to me. That just seemed good calculation. Scared. And since when has fear been something people like to criticize all the time? All the time, not sometimes fair when you're being cowardly That's a different story. But sometimes fear is good. God say, the fear of the Lord, isn't that a good thing, man? You know, we have a healthy fear of animals like lions and them. Since when is that stupid? You have a fear of touching electrical wires that don't have insulation. Yeah. Fair. And I didn't tell you all before. Ain't nobody could go see me in that nonsense store. Sometimes I am scared. And thank God I'm so. Is that fair? Keep you from doing nonsense. Kingsley Smith. Yeah, Kingsley is the person. Yeah. Anyways, I don't think the Prime Minister is going to call. So let me give you my calculation about a general election again. So Prime Minister Andoz came to office in September 2021. September 16th, 2021. So presumably 5 years would be, actually 5 years is from the day of the first sitting of the House, I think it is, right? And so that, and that was sometime in October. So he has up to, I think, then, unless something, emergency, some crisis happens, and then there's a year you could have, and then not call an election, right? But that's in a crisis and emergency situation. So the Prime Minister will either call an election in September again, which I doubt, but would. Not likely to do it in the summer. You don't send people to the polls in the heat, because typically that causes some issues. Finland did that in August. That did not work out very well for him. So, you know, you either look at May, because if you go earlier, you're getting into that Easter season. And March is possible. January and February, you try to avoid, because people coming off for Christmas and they broke us, nobody business. So I think he has some time. He wants to stretch out for more reasons than one. And I think the FNM has basically let him off the hook a little bit too, because with not contesting it, then he could sail into replacing the candidate and not have to do much to do so, you know. So I think there'll be a by-election. I don't think it'll be eventful, but I think there will be a by-election and we'll move on from there. But what they won't have is the opportunity to say, well, we put it on them in that election. Put it on them. Let's go to the big dance now. You won't be able to say that. Yeah, but I asked you to go to the big dance. I don't have time to play a no little small dance. Let's go to the big dance, right? So that's all that psychology playing, you know, going on. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, I'll talk to you about some tourism. Some tourism when we come back. We'll be back after this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you can join us today here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This Texas, Mr. Lang, that caller mentioned history regarding the by-election. Well, according to history, no government has won back-to-back since 97. That's true. That is true. I mean, the reality is, get mad with me if you want. The reality is, if you look at the trend of elections over the last since 2002, right? Since that's 23 years, that's almost five elections. We change government every single one. So if you're sitting in government, that's not a trend that works for you. Now, can that trend be broken? Of course it can be. The PLP won 25 years of elections five times in a row and then lost. So it's possible. And Ingram then won twice. So it's possible, but I'm saying there are some guidance that provide cautionary notes to what is happening from history, right? It says, Z, do you think that in the off chance that the COI wins a by-election, this will sway the voting public hope in COI during a general election? Give them some momentum. If the COI contests a by-election in Golden Isles and win, I think that has major, major implications for the general election. Major. It may cause some people to reset their compass in what is possible, and therefore support the COI. More people may support the COI. It may get some people thinking, you know what, we made the stuff fooling around on the FNM side, the PLP side, and joking and thinking we could just chill and everything would be everything. And so that could cause them to redouble their efforts. So, but it will have major, major implications, I believe, for sure. This text says, Mr. Lang, should a by-election by law be called 90 days after deceased MP? No, a by-election has to be called within 60 days of the election, that of the seat being declared vacant. Within 60 days, not 90, 60 days. Okay? You all love elections. Parties put a lot of energy into elections in the Bahamas, for sure. Do you all think, I know I said I was going to go to tourism, but let me back up a little bit. Do you all think we will have about the same amount of persons voting this election as we had in all of our elections prior to the pandemic? So for instance, we are likely to get up to 85% of eligible voters actually voting in this upcoming election, as opposed to the 67% that voted during the pandemic. Do you think that we're likely to get back there? Because that, I think, would be a major determinant of this election outcome. Major. But the question is, are we seeing a sort of permanent reduction in election participation in the Bahamas, or was that a one-off, something that happened during the pandemic? If you're the PLP or the FNM, you ought to be looking at that in a very serious way. You ought to be considering whether that is likely to happen. In fact, if I were them, I would do a poll. Did you vote last election? No. Are you likely to vote next election? And I would want that information, because that could be a major determinant of strategy going forward. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
I didn't vote in the last election, but I will vote in this election.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have numbers of people who you know did not do the same thing as you did not do and is likely to do the same thing you're going to do this election?
Numerous,
eh?
Yes.
Can I also ask you, why didn't you vote last election?
I wasn't motivated to.
Okay, so it wasn't the pandemic itself?
No, it wasn't the pandemic.
And travel with the people who did what you did, you think motivation was more so the case than pandemic itself also?
Well, really what is motivating me now is what's going on in the country right now. That's basically,
okay.
that's mostly what's motivating me now.
Okay, what demotivated you last time? Why were you demotivated last time?
Last election?
Yeah. Why were you not motivated?
Okay, so to be honest, why I really wasn't motivated to vote last election was I really wanted to vote FNM and definitely didn't want to vote here.
Okay.
I wasn't motivated by Dr. Minister.
I see. I understand. Okay. Understand. Okay. And your motivation this time is this why? Is to do what?
What's going on with immigration in this country?
Okay. You sound to me like you are in your 40s, maybe 30s, 40s. Is that true?
I appreciate that, but that's older than that.
Much older than that, really? Boy, you got a young voice, my friend. So you, what age category are you in?
Over 50.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're a mature voter.
So, okay. Let me ask you a question, though. I heard you mention eligible voting. What qualifies? I know what it is, but what qualifies? I want to hear.
Well, a person who's a Bahamian citizen is eligible to register to vote. So once you register to vote, you are an eligible voter.
So does being a holder of a Bahamian passport makes you eligible to vote?
Well, the assumption is that you hold a Bahamian passport, you're a Bahamian citizen. So unless there's probable cause to suspect that that passport is fraudulent, no one is going to look behind that. If you present your passport and the parliamentary registrar department is satisfied in the credibility of that document, you will be registered to vote.
Well, then just by that alone, being the holder of a Bahamian passport, definitely the voting bloc would be larger, much larger, this general election.
Why do you say that?
Because, Mr. Lang, we have a lot of people walking around with Bahamian passports.
But back off now. So I don't know what the implications are you're making, but if you have a child who was born, Bahamian citizen, have a child who was born, and that child was 0 years old when the last election happened. The child was not eligible to vote because they didn't reach the age, but also didn't have a passport. You could get them a passport now, and so that's a new passport.
I'm not speaking about those particular people. I'm speaking about new people.
I don't want you to do that. I don't want you put out there and try to imply without evidence that, oh, we got all these people who have passports, who ain't Bahamian citizens, that's a talk been out there that nobody is evidencing. That's just talk.
No, Mr. Lang, I know this for sure. I have evidence. I know this.
No, you do not. You do not know that. You do not know.
Okay.
I'm not saying that there aren't fraudulent passports out there. You do not know.
I didn't say fraudulent. You used the word fraudulent. I didn't say that. The reason I asked you what qualifies you, what makes you eligible to vote in the country.
But it isn't holding a passport, though.
Okay. That's why I asked you, so I can get an education as to what.
But I gave you the reason. I said being a Bahamian citizen. That's what I said.
Okay. All right. So that
a Bahamian citizen who's attained the age of 18.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the qualification, that you're a Bahamian citizen who's attained the age of 18, you live in the country, and you ordinarily reside in the country.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, I'm not saying you're doing it now, so I thank you for setting me clear. I just don't, you know, I know what's going on in some of the discussions we're having, and I just want us to be, I'm reasonable
well,
about
why,
that. You
that's
know?
Why before I asked the question, I built a foundation. I listened to hear what you had to say.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. A Bahamian citizen who has reached the age of 18 who ordinarily resides in the country.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you, man. Thanks. You have another call on the line? This text is not as many as before COVID, but much more than voted after COVID. So you don't think we will get back to pre-COVID levels of voter participation, but you think we'll be more than COVID. So you believe that we have a permanent, probably, reduction in our voter participation rate, or at least somewhat permanent. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Okay, okay. Good day to you, Mr. Lang.
Yes, good day. Hi.
By extension, White Obama. I just want to share with the Bahamian public my personal position as it relates to by-election, general elections right now. There was a time I never considered any kind of third party. I was just stuck in the status quo. I always thought, said to myself that to vote for a third party, it's a waste of time. And now that thought has been inverted. Now for me to vote for PLP or FNM is a waste of my vote. And that's just a personal position. I speak for nobody else other than myself.
Okay.
Allowed to say that.
Can I ask you a question? Did you vote last election?
Yes, sir. When I went in the box, I went to vote for a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, I just said, no, it doesn't make sense. It's not going to make a difference. And then, you know, during from that time up to now with other things that have transpired in my life and even standing up. And the sun is hot, and I don't want to walk. I'm trying to catch a ride. And I watch someone pass me. I'm walking. And in zero time, that person is out of sight. And where I'm going with that is that it just takes one step at a time. So if one person at a time, we can come with a revolution. And that's the reason why I really came to where I'm at right now.
Okay. All right. No problems. You know, can I say this to you, though?
Yes,
when you exercise your choice to vote, whether you vote for a third party or you vote for an independent candidate or you vote for a FNM or PLP, doesn't matter. That's your choice, and that's the beauty of it. That's your choice. So it's never wasted. It is your doing what you have a constitutional and God-given right to do, which is to declare, this is my choice.
I would end by saying this, and thank you. Right? I would end by saying this. The only part of what the previous caller said is because I'm looking around. So much is going on in the country that I am fighting with, and it's like I've lost, but all faith and belief in our politicians today. And for me personally, everything is personally. The only chance I see of some of the changes I personally believe the country needs is outside of PLP and FNM, because I have given them countless time, and I don't see the changes that me personally looking for my country.
Give me one or two of the changes you're looking for.
Okay, Mr. Lang. I'll tell you, even like in my area, is construction. And
yes.
I don't think that behemoths, anyone who possesses reasons, legal reasons to be called a behemoth, right? I don't think that we're well protected out there. It's been like that for a long time. I've been on the island on numerous contracts, and there are times we had to call into the minister. Some of things got rectified on the spot, and some didn't. And when you go to different islands, same recurrence, and it's just everywhere. And so,
foreign participation in the workforce in your area of construction is a problem you don't see being addressed.
All right, let me narrow that bit. Not foreign labor itself, because there are times it's needed, and other times there are persons who are investing certain amount of money. They enjoy certain privilege to bring in certain persons to do a specific work for them. I don't have an issue with that. But it just gets lower and lower and lower and pushes us out more and more. And in other instances, it causes us to work for this or else.
Okay, yeah, but this is an important point you're making, but I just want to be clear on it. So you acknowledge that there are times when foreign participation may be warranted or acceptable, but what is the problem you would like to see fixed? Tell me that so I can understand it.
Okay. I would love to see that there would be like some standard, because, okay, for example, you have like low-line jobs where we can use local labor, and it's not being used. And then there are other two we can do, but we're just not being allowed to do it. Now, we talk to these persons on job, we'll ask them how much they're getting paid and stuff like that. And then we look, okay, just showing up, hypothetical figure out there. Let's say the job is $5,000. They're getting, and I know your person, you have figures and numbers and facts, right? But you get close, you develop a relationship with these persons, and they will tell you, well, man, we're doing the job for this and stuff. Now, I'm being fair.
Hold on. Brother, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, right? So you're talking to somebody who's been in political, in politics, who's been in government, who is now responsible for Public Policy Institute. When you are trying to get a problem solved, what you need is succinctness and clarity. So I'm listening to you, and I get a sense of what you're saying, but you keep going different places. So what I'm hearing you say is you would like for there to be really a standard set up where there's no question that in this area of work, no one would be tolerated other than Bahamians.
No.
Unless, is that what you're saying?
No, on the left, but unless, okay, I think you're coming back to
me. Yeah, unless all Bahamian, possible Bahamian workers in that area have been exhausted, and therefore now others participate. Is that what you're saying?
Not in totality, but that's a part of it.
Let me tell you the problem. If you present me with a problem that says I'm not gonna vote for you because I can't see y'all fixing this problem, but you can't bring me clarity about the problem.
I respect what you're saying. For the reasons that I'm not prepared to say something, then I'm going to rest that alone. That's fair enough?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
now,
Yeah. Well, I hope you give the politicians who you will talk to, because I don't want, even if it was a third party, I don't want anybody telling me, hey, yeah, I can fix that for you, even though I ain't clear what you're trying to get fixed, just because I want your vote.
And I agree with you. And listen to what I said to you, Mr. Lang. Listen to what I said to you. Okay. Because right. I am not prepared to present anything really direct, because to do that it goes in other areas. I don't.
I hope you do it. I hope you give the opportunity to your third party candidates or others to give them the clarity they need, because you can only fix problems where clarity exists.
And I agree with you 100%.
All right.
How did it happen before I go, Mr. Lang? The roads.
Yeah.
The roads are, when I say deplorable, and it's been
We should feel shame as a government that we cannot maintain our good roads. We should be shamed. And every administration that doesn't do that should be shamed.
And the
roads?
Last one,
come on, man.
Among many roads, I could give you more. I could give you one more. But a major one, our medical facility.
Okay. Gotcha, brother. Not a shame. Not a point of shame. I got you.
Yeah, but I can leave it there. But there are countless many. But I can just leave those two. Maybe someone else is trying
there are also many things on which you and I can have pride too, though. But we should acknowledge the two. See, when I tell people, when I describe my own problems, which I have, I do not leave out that I do also have some virtues, because I don't want nobody to describe. See, because if I wrote a book about all my problems, you'd think I'm the worst person in the world. But if I give you the whole story of myself, you might say, oh, well, he has some problems, but he also has some good things too. So let's not leave that out. All right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate you calling, man. Do you have another call on the line? No? Okay. Lots of text. This text is, Mr. Lang, I also didn't vote in the last election. It was solely due to the pandemic that I'm capable of voting. There are many who were incapable of voting. The election was held in the worst period. The Delta spike of the political suicide on behalf of the then government to have called an election at that time. I will be voting in this election, and we will have our usual high turnout this time around. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate your sharing that. This says, Selang, the seat has to be declared vacant official or just vacant after Mr. Miller there. I'm not sure. It has to be declared officially vacant by the Speaker. It says, Mr. Lang, mark my word and save my text. None of the COI candidates will get their deposit back. The two elephants in the room are the PLP and the FNM. History has taught us that. I have been around. Payments in large amounts will not vote for the COI, I believe. Well, the third parties have consistently gotten over the last several elections the same amount of votes. However you divided up COI, DNA, et cetera, it's been pretty much. Brian McCartney, when he came into DNA, probably got the most, that 14,000 or thereabouts. But who knows what will happen, you know, this time around. It says, yes, lots of persons are expressing disillusionment with both major parties. They are drinking the COI's Kool-Aid about the $100,000 for each person, and their narrative that both major parties are one and the same. Well, I don't know what lots of people mean, because the COI, you probably have about 10 to 15,000 there who could support a third party. And you could consider that a lot if you talk to 15,000, you talk to 1,000 people. So, well, what is that in the context of what it takes to win a general election? That's a different story. So I don't have the same alarm like that, even though I acknowledge that there are lots of people in terms of hundreds of people who you could say they are going to support a third party. That's not new. We know that from the elections. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I have a question that I would like some clarification on, please, based on our constitution as it relates to immigration. The question is, if a person is born in the Bahamas by both parents who entered the Bahamas illegally, is eligible to be a Bahamian citizen at their 18th birthday, given the fact that both of their parents broke a law of a sovereign country by entering the country illegally and then having a child that is claiming citizenship by birth? I'm listening for your response. Well, first of all the stuff about the parents being illegal, et cetera, is irrelevant. What's relevant is what the Constitution provides. So really, any problem you have to have with the Constitution. The Constitution provides for those, and the law provides for those children on turning 18 to be able to apply for citizenship. That's the law. Whatever their parents did in breaking the law doesn't say if your parents came. The law says that even under those circumstances, children born to foreign parents, which an illegal person would be, a foreign parent, in that circumstance, on turning 18, your constitution, Sir Lyndon Pinling, Arahan, and all our founding fathers, all put this in the constitution, says that is what they're eligible for. So if you have a problem, you have to take it up with your constitution. Tell the constitution, I hate you. You're terrible. You're disgusting. I don't like that you did this. And if you want to change, go advocate for the change. That's what the constitution says. That's what the constitution says. All right. If you have a call on the line, go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good day again. How are you? Hello?
Good, good, good. I'm good. What's happening?
Yeah, you touched a button just now. Because that was in when they said that, right? That child should have been sent out the country with the two illegal parents the minute they were born and they caught, shipped them out the country and let them do whatever they got to do over in Haiti to put their paper forward to become a Bahamian citizen when they reach over there, to the embassy over there in Haiti.
Why should that have happened?
Because the two parents are illegal, so if they have a child, you can't decide not to leave the child in and ship the two parents back to Haiti.
But if you don't ship the two parents back to Haiti, and they could have been shipped there, and they could have been shipped there with the children, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Constitution still gives the child the right.
I agree with you. Okay. Like I said, let the child apply for citizenship to the
U.S. But you're setting up a scenario where if it happens. But if it don't happen, so what?
We really need to check at our constitution because right now, I guarantee this election here, with the amount of people out
there. You cannot guarantee me nothing you can't prove.
Say here what I'm saying. The amount of people I've seen with my passport and can't speak
English. Man, please, you are one man. You ain't seen a 1,000 passports in the Bahamas in the last 15 years.
All right. Stay there then.
You know, all right. I know you have not.
All right. Stay right there. Like I said,
I know. Prove me wrong.
Take picture every time I see the passport?
You can do whatever you wish.
Can't speak English?
You could do whatever you wish. I'm saying to you, prove me wrong.
Election come in. You can see what happened this election.
No, I can see what happened every election. What difference does that make? You can't tell me that just because the election result is one thing versus the other thing, you think I'm going to walk around saying, he was right? Come on, please. You're talking to me, buddy. You're talking to me. I like reasoning minds. I don't want your passion to be overriding your reasoning.
Passion overriding. I said this election is going to be one of the best elections we ever had.
Well, best in what way?
In many ways, it's going to set a record. This one.
Okay, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mark my word. Yes.
I'm not arguing with you on that. I don't know. You could be very right. So I'm arguing with you on that. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Daniel Boulud, Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cicchini, and Simeon Hall Jr., alongside a vibrant lineup of Bahamian chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. And don't miss an electrifying live performance by global superstar Lenny Kravitz, headlining the festival's welcome party on Friday, October 24th, with a concert experience you won't forget. This is more than a festival, it's a feast for the soul. Tickets are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage. Bahamar, life spectacular.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, good for you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. On the island, on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Let me tell you something. The elections of your officials are as fundamental to the integrity of your governance as anything to be found. Everything rests on that. These officials appoint all of your other officials who are not elected. They hire all your civil servants. They manage your monies and all that kind of stuff. They enforce your legal system, your justice system. We cannot permit just sheer, unevidenced, unsupported accusations of the corruption of that process. You have a reasonable suspicion you have about something. Reasonable suspicion. But I could promise you, you will never call Z Live, and I, Shivago Lang, permit you to undermine the integrity of our electoral process with sheer opinionating. It will not happen. I will require you to be responsible in your communication of that fact. You could be doggone sure. And if you never call the show, too bad, too sad. And if you never listen to the show, too bad, too sad. I will never let you do that unless there is evidence to support that I should believe that my political electoral process is corrupt. I didn't say instances of corruption. It's corrupt. and even instances of corruption cannot be alleged here unless you are prepared to evidence what you say. If you say, and you call me and say, Shilavari, you know, there probably are fraudulent passports, people are using to vote. There are probably people who are using fraudulent means to vote. I'd say to you, of course that's possible. Of course it's possible. But you ain't calling the show talking to me no stupidness about, oh, they got all kind of this and all that. You can't. I'm telling you, call some other place. Don't call the show. I don't have no time for that nonsense. Because when that process is corrupted, everything else in this country having to do with governance is held in suspicion. And I'm not going to permit it as somebody seeking to be responsible in what we permit and allow. So I'm warning you, do not call the show. I will cut you off if I see you going in that direction. Don't text the show. I won't reach you if I see you going in that direction. That's a promise I'm making. If you have a call on the line, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, so good day, Zhivago. How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
No, I was calling to make a comment because of, I hear a lot of people calling and saying that a Bahamian that comes from another country and doesn't speak the language or didn't grow up in this country like I did, and I didn't grow up in the Bahamas. I was born in the Bahamas, but I didn't grow up here. When I came back, I had an American accent. And now people telling me that I'm American, but I'm still Bahamian. So I would like, you know, you to shed some light on the stereotypical Bahamian that they believe that Bahamians could only speak broken dialect. And that's the thing to do. They understand that once upon a time that Greeks, we have Greek Bahamians, we have Chinese Bahamian, we have Jamaican Bahamian. We have so much different type of
Absolutely.
Bahamian. And
Absolutely.
All of us speak the same way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A great point, actually. And I was going to make that point when I was talking to the person too, because this notion that can't speak no liquor English right now, I think it would be very suspect that a person could get citizenship and not have some ability to speak English. But that doesn't mean they won't have a heavy accent and may not be able to speak great English. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California, and Arnold Schwarzenegger still got a heavy accent out this world. And he's an American citizen, right? I know Bahamian people who have Bahamian citizenship, just as you said, who are Italians, who are Chinese, who are Haitian, who are of Jamaican descent, and other African countries, and their accents are heavy, 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 and their comfort is with their own native language. So I don't buy this nonsense talk that about, well, you can't speak no English, or you're English, you got this heavy accent. I don't buy that, because we have some Bahamians whose dialect, if you listen to them, you'd wonder if they speak in English. When I was speaking my dialect in Canada, my pharmacist, I said, yes, we do. He said, but what I heard you talking with your mommy ain't no English. So a Bahamian is a person who has acquired citizenship by virtue of the law. That's who a Bahamian is, by virtue of the law. Eating Kong salad don't make you no Bahamian. Eating peas and rice and crab and rice don't make you no Bahamian. Loving junk canoe don't make you no Bahamian. Being religious don't make you no Bahamian. A Bahamian citizen is a person who has acquired citizenship by way of the law, either through the Constitution or some nationality act of the Bahamas. That is who a Bahamian is. And it doesn't say you have to be no particular color, shape, weight, accent, or anything. It doesn't say anything like that in any of our laws. It does prescribe for people who are coming to acquire citizenship that you need to know the symbols of the country, you need to have the ability to speak some English, and so forth and so forth. But this ignorance that is spread on these shows and too often times is terrible. Okay, you are a citizen having so acquired same by virtue of the law. That's how it is acquired. Oh, you a paper Bahamian. You a paper Bahamian too. Every Bahamian in the Bahamas is a paper Bahamian. You say, are you? Well, you only a Bahamian because the Constitution says so, and your Constitution is a paper document, is a paper document. And that's the only reason why you're Bahamian. You're Bahamian because the Constitution says so, or the Nationality Act says so. That's the only way. But what's the Constitution? It is a paper document prescribing the foundational laws of the Bahamas and rights and privileges. Huh? I was born in 1967. When I was born in 1967, I was a British subject because the Bahamas was a colony of Great Britain. In 1967, with internal self-governance, not external self-governance, was not an independent country. So I was not born a Bahamian citizen. I was made a Bahamian citizen by an act of law, the Constitution, by a piece of paper. That's how I became a Bahamian citizen. I wouldn't even talk about my mommy and my daddy, or my grammy and my granddaddy. You're listening to Zee Live. I'm Shivago Lang. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian Grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on, drop a dollar and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by The Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and The Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Hello. Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Z Live. So glad you could join us. If you are someone who believes that the people in power manipulate citizenship grants, the grant of passports and other things to be able to get voters to vote for them, if you believe that, and you believe that they do it in such large numbers that that the people who get those passports or that citizenship are so robotic that they will vote for the people who gave them that. If you believe that, and the FNM and the PLP have been the only governing parties in the Commonwealth of the 1973, we had independence. If you believe that, they've been granting all these citizenship and these passports, and the people who get them are so robotic that they will go and only vote for those parties. You tell me how it is possible for any person to tell me that a third party has a chance of winning an election in the Bahamas. And many times the people who are saying that are people who are third party supporters. You are arguing against your own self to believe that. Because there's not a possible chance in God's earth that all of them fraudulent, tripping citizenship and power and passports granted to allow people to vote for people who are going to robotically vote for people who gave them the passport and the citizenship are going to vote anything other than FNM and PLP. So why are you wasting your time? What you campaigning for? Who are you hoping going to switch? Who's that? You then tell people the more Haitians and them with passport and them... What you working for? It don't make no sense. All them bunch of immigration officers who are Bahamians, all them bunch of people in the Bahamians who live in the Registrar General Office, all them corrupt, all they doing is getting out, getting a passport and citizenship. All these corrupt cabinet ministers. Well, give up, bro, because only can be FNM and PLP. FNM and PLP. Why? Because they're the ones who given giving them out all this time, and the people can robotically vote for them. Just because you were Haitian, of Haitian descent, just because you have Jamaican descent, just because you have American descent, but Canadian descent, or whatever, you're not a Bahamian citizen, or you only gonna robotically vote for who gave you citizenship. That's how I can do it, child. I can do nothing else. These people don't have no sense, they don't have no ethics, they don't have no decency, they have no heart, they're nothing. But robotic FNM PLP voters. That's the argument. That's the doggone argument you're making to me. When election don't go your way, that's all the nations. Well, I tell you, I don't buy that nonsense. It flies in the face of reasoning. Has no evidence to back it. Just sheer nonsense talk with people who listening to nonsense all day long and drumming up their passions as they do so. Unwilling to do the work to support what they say. People who tell me, oh, you ain't gonna scare me, drumming up fear to get what they want. Drumming up fear. Trying to use fear. No one who tries to make you fearful respects your freedom. Does the Bible say fear is bondage? No one who tries to make you fearful respects your freedom. They want you in bondage. I don't care where you are in the world. If you are a leader who believes in fear mongering, you are an enslaver. That's what you are. You are an enslaver. You believe in saving, enslaving people. Fear produces slavery. Courage, truth produces freedom. So what's going to happen? I don't know. Prime Minister told his people to stay tuned. Get ready and be alert. one way or the other, we can have a general election, and then people will be able to decide what they wish to do. What a wonderful freedom. I thought about that the other day, man. I thought about that the other day, and I said to myself, man, what a freedom. Oh, my gosh. What a freedom. So can I tell you guys something? So I walked in a store in the U.S. in a predominantly white area. To be honest with you, it was a pharmacy. And the attendant who was in there, he was the only person there I saw working. And in fact, the only two people in the store at the time was he and myself. And he was not particularly friendly at all. He was a white person, probably in his 30s, maybe. He was not particularly friendly at all. I greeted him as we typically do in the Bahamas, no response per se. When I approached the thing, I greeted him again, no particular response. And then I purchased my supply and I left. I went somewhere else, a white person, lady, an elderly person, exceptionally friendly, really, you know, friendly. And I thought to myself, for one instance, I said to myself, Shivago, do you know there was a time when a black person would not do this so easily and so readily? And I said, boy, we really are standing on the work of people who gave much for the freedoms we have. I just appreciated it for a moment. Just for a moment, I appreciated it and recognized how freely we move about. And even if people may still feel the same way as they felt about you, the environment is such that they have to accommodate you differently than before. This is the beauty of democracy and freedom. And so whatever happens in an election, man, I'm getting excited. No, FNM win, fine. PLP win, fine. PNA win, fine. COI win, fine. Might not be my preference, any one of those things, but I'm fine with it. It is freedom's way. That choice should be landed in its results. That's freedom's way. And I shall hate you none and love you all the same, no matter your choice. No matter. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lime, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back again tomorrow. Don't forget, October 14th, new slot, new time. Have a great evening.